Christian gospel ministry must be open, honest, and permission-based. We do not hide our Christian identity or pretend that we have no spiritual purpose. At the same time, we do not force conversations, manipulate emotions, or pressure someone into an immediate decision. 1 Peter 3:15 teaches Christians to be ready to explain their hope with gentleness and respect. Our message matters, but our manner also matters. Permission-based ministry often begins with a sincere question. You might ask, "Would you be comfortable telling me what Scientology has meant in your life?" After listening, you might ask, "May I explain how Christianity understands spiritual freedom differently?" That small request communicates respect for the other person's conscience. It allows the conversation to remain voluntary rather than becoming a verbal ambush. Permission-based ministry also requires transparency. Christians should not disguise evangelism as counseling, friendship, research, professional assistance, or emotional support. Genuine friendship does not require us to hide our faith, but friendship must never become a technique for controlling someone. A respectful gospel conversation often follows a simple pattern. Ask what the person believes, clarify the meaning of important words, compare the beliefs carefully, proclaim the Christian gospel clearly, invite an appropriate next step, entrust the outcome to the Holy Spirit. The Christian leader is not responsible for forcing conversion. The Holy Spirit brings conviction, regeneration, and faith. Our responsibility is to speak faithfully, love, genuinely, and remain patient. We must also recognize that religious change may carry serious costs. A person questioning Scientology may fear losing relationships, employment, community standing, or a sense of identity. We should never promise that following Christ will make every transition easy. Neither should we pressure someone to reveal confidential information or publicly criticize former religious associates. A person's story belongs to that person. Christian ministry must protect privacy, freedom of conscience, and personal safety. The Apostle Paul modeled respectful engagement in Athens. He observed the religious world around him, identified points of contact, and then proclaimed the God who created all things and raised Jesus from the dead. He did not approve of every Athenian belief, but he understood his audience before addressing it. Our conversations with Scientologists should have the same combination of clarity and respect. We can say plainly that Christianity teaches salvation by grace through Jesus Christ. We can explain that human beings are embodied image bearers rather than spiritual beings temporarily using bodies. We can proclaim Christ's incarnation, cross, bodily resurrection, and promise new creation. Then we invite rather than coerce. Would you read the Gospel of John with me? Would you visit a Christian worship service? May I pray for you? Would you like to continue this conversation? The Christian shares the gospel of faith. The other person remains free to listen, disagree, leave, return, or ask more questions. We trust the Holy Spirit with the outcome.